Turn to Revelation chapter 16. Revelation chapter 16. The book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we see Christ in this chapter in all his glory and all his power. We're going to see that tonight. But I want to look at Revelation 16 tonight, and we're going to begin talking about Armageddon. You see it on movies. You hear it occasionally on TV talk shows. You hear people talk about Armageddon, and a lot of people have a general knowledge of it. It is the last great world war that the Bible predicts. In Revelation 16, verse 14, it says, "For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon." The battle of Armageddon will be fought in Israel. It will take place just before and really will include the second coming of Jesus Christ. It will come at the end of the tribulation period. Zechariah chapter 14. I'm going to read the first three verses. And these three verses also talk about the battle of Armageddon. Zechariah chapter 14. Verse 1, 2, and 3. "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the cities shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle." Armageddon location. About 50 miles north of Jerusalem, there is a hill there, or we'd call it a small mountain, and that hill is called Megiddo. And then coming south from Megiddo, there's a broad plain, and it's called the Plain of Esdraelon. And when they talk about the Battle of Armageddon, they are talking about a place in Israel that in the Old Testament was the location of many battles. As an example, Gideon fought with the Midianites in the area that we call Armageddon, where the battle will be. If you take the word Armageddon, the Hebrew word Har, H-A-R, means hill or mountain. And then Megiddon, they think, refers to the ruins of Megiddo. And they put Har and Megiddo together, and they come up with what we say Armageddon. The Antichrist will destroy revived Babylon, and he'll destroy the armies of the south, and then the armies of the east and the armies of the west, all worldwide, will join together with the Antichrist to come to this location to ultimately destroy the Jewish race totally, once and for all. Now, there's a divine purpose for Armageddon, and there's a human purpose. First of all, the divine purpose. God's going to use Armageddon as judgment to prepare for the 1,000-year millennium. So I hope you get this. We walk through this each week. We have the rapture of the church. We have the seven-year tribulation. At the middle of the tribulation, the Antichrist breaks his covenant with Israel, and things become much worse than the first 3.5 years. We get right to the end of the tribulation, and we come to Armageddon, the final great battle. And then also we have the second coming of Christ. And then following the second coming of Christ, we have a 1,000-year millennial period, a thousand years when Jesus Christ will rule and reign right from this earth personally. He will be on the earth ruling and reigning for a thousand years. At the end of the thousand years, Satan, which has been bound for a thousand years, will be released, and he will gather very quickly all those people that were born during the millennial period and did not get saved. He'll gather them up, and as soon as they are gathered up, Christ will destroy them. And then, at the end of the millennium, which is right then, the great white throne judgment will take place, where all the unsaved of the history of the world will be brought together for the great judgment. And that judgment will be to determine how severe hell will be for each individual person. God says he'll open the books and he will judge their works, how they lived on earth and how they, the good works and the bad works. But they've already missed heaven, because at the great white throne judgment, it will only be those that have rejected Christ. And then at the end of that great white throne judgment, God will destroy this earth, and he will usher in a new heaven and a new earth and the new Jerusalem. And that will be our place. Then all the Christian people will be ushered into that new heaven, new earth. Okay? Now, divine judgment. Two purposes for Armageddon. Judgment prepares for the 1,000-year rule of Christ or reign of Christ. And it's the venue, the Armageddon becomes the venue of God judging his enemies and bringing down human and satanic opposition. In Psalm chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, it says, God laughs from heaven at the kind of the puny plans of the unsaved, the trivial plans of Satan to try to destroy the Jewish race and try to destroy the rule of God. Then the human plan, or the human purpose of Armageddon, would be to once and for all destroy the Jews worldwide. As they converge on Jerusalem, their desire, their goal is to destroy every Jew, worldwide, every Jew, and they will take the position of viewing the Jews as the source of the world's problems. Now, go back to Revelation chapter 16. Revelation 16, read verse 14 again. It says, for they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Battle there, the idea is, there's a Greek word, polemos, which means a war, extended war, or a campaign. The Battle of Armageddon, and I don't know that anyone can prove this, but most people, or I would believe this from what I've read, most people think this will be a battle of at least several days and maybe several weeks. So when you talk about Armageddon, it's not just a one-day event, but maybe several days up to several weeks. Turn to Zechariah again. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 3. It says, in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. So all the nations of the world, every nation, is going to turn against Israel at this time. In chapter 14, verse 2, we just read it, it says, I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. Now, a lot of things have been written, a lot of different ideas. I'm going to use the outline here tonight of a man by the name of Arnold Fruitenbaum, and he has divided the Battle of Armageddon into 8 stages. So I'm going to share with you how he has divided this up, and some things that have to happen. And I might just say this, it's it's not so important what order these things take place as much as just the fact that they are going to take place. And there's some things going to happen outside of Jerusalem. I think it's pretty interesting. Number one, if you go back, we'll go back again to Revelation chapter 16. Revelation 16, the first thing that's going to happen that you would say is part of the Battle of Armageddon is the Antichrist and his allies will assemble. Go back to Revelation 16, let's read verse 12. Revelation 16, verse 12, it says, "And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates." And this would be the sixth vial judgment that we studied last week. And it says, "And the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared." So we think that nations, the Asian nations coming from China, coming from India, maybe coming from Japan, coming from the east, can cross the dried up Euphrates River. Verse 13 says, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon," that would be Satan, "and out of the mouth of the beast," that'd be the Antichrist, "and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty." So these demons are let out to go to the armies of the world to gather them together and to bring them to Armageddon. And their goal is this, and very, very simply, their goal is the final destruction of the Jews. So stage one is they gather the armies together. Stage two, turn to Daniel chapter 11. I think it's interesting that although Satan and the Antichrist will be a world ruler, he will have some opposition. It won't be totally everyone just following along with him. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 41, it says, "He shall enter also into the glorious land, into Israel, and many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab and the chief of the children of Ammon." So apparently, some nations will not just automatically fall under the Antichrist rule. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 51. While the Antichrist gathers the armies in Israel, the Bible predicts that Babylon will be destroyed, and apparently will be destroyed by these militaries that have not joined forces with him. So we'll read here in Jeremiah 51, verse 24. "And I will render unto Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, saith the Lord."